Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota lawmakers have approved $325,000 to send a statue of Hubert Humphrey to Washington, D.C. The sculpture will be placed in the National Statuary Hall, replacing the current statue of Henry Mower Rice. Humphrey was mayor of Minneapolis in the 1940s, served as vice president under Lyndon Johnson, and spent over 20 years as a U.S. senator. Minnesota's Veterans for Peace and Allies ended their 40-day fast yesterday, focused on bringing humanitarian aid to Gaza and stopping arms flow to Israel. The fast started in New York in front of the United Nations headquarters. Membership chair Barry Reich says over 800 people participated across a number of countries.
Prior to the cutting off aid completely, the people in Gaza were allotted 250 calories, which is about nothing. You know, it's just about nothing. So we ask people to try to follow that.
Reich says anything that brings attention to the cause helps. The Animal Humane Society is urging Minnesotans to start prepping their pets for the upcoming 4th of July celebrations. Spokesperson Brittany Bauman emphasizes that the most important step pet owners can take is to keep their pets safely indoors during festivities.
Don't leave them in the car. Don't bring them with. Leave them at home where they can be a little bit safer. Don't even leave them outside. Even if you have a fenced-in backyard, they're likely to get scared. They might try to jump that fence, dig a hole, run away.
Bauman says more pets go missing on Independence Day than any other day of the year. And a new law goes into effect today that will require boating permits for many Minnesotans. Department of Natural Resources Captain Adam Block says under previous state law, Minnesotans had to be 14 years old to operate a jet ski unsupervised, but that's changing.
Starting today with the operator's permit, that age is changing to 12 years of age to line with motorboat operations. So I guess there's a couple year age group there now that gets to drive a personal watercraft that otherwise normally wasn't able to do so.
Under the law, Minnesotans born after June 30th, 2004 will have to obtain a watercraft operator's permit before operating a motorboat or jet ski. This is MNN. A Minnesota state trooper has died as the result of an off-duty accident in South Dakota. Molly McClure had been a trooper since 2021 and served in the St. Cloud District. The Minnesota Department of Public Safety didn't provide any details on the accident. Governor Walz has authorized emergency assistance for areas of St. Louis County that suffered damage from wildfires in May. Walz says the fires caused severe damage and major loss. The funding will aid in rebuilding public infrastructure damaged by the fires. And drivers will be sharing the road and their lane with motorcyclists starting today on Minnesota highways. State Motorcycle Safety Coordinator Jay Bach says lane splitting is now allowed on roadways when two or more lanes of traffic are traveling in the same direction.
Traffic is moving kind of slow. A motorcyclist can split out and share that lane up to 25 miles an hour to the front of the line. If that traffic is stopped, they could do the same thing, but they could only do it at 15 miles an hour.
Bach says sharing the lane when traffic comes to a halt is known as lane filtering.